Next month, the Senate will act on John Negroponte's nomination as the nation's first director of national intelligence. Its next order of business will be to consider whether Zalmay Khalilzad should succeed Mr. Negroponte as U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Mr. Khalilzad is the outgoing ambassador to Afghanistan. Yochi Driesen covers Iraq and the United Nations for the Wall Street Journal, joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
These two men are considered to have different personal styles. What's your estimation?
There are substantive differences also, but as far as style, the big difference is that one feels very comfortable in the spotlight, having a role that's almost as visible as the role of the leader of that country, and one feels much more comfortable in the shadows. Khalilzad made the decision that with the U.S. having a relatively small military presence in Afghanistan, you had to have a very visible, very active political presence. Mm-hmm. For Negroponte, in some ways, it was the opposite. There was an enormous military presence, and there was a sensitivity to not appearing to be an occupier.
Explain to us what you observed up close of Zalmay Khalilzad, because you wrote in the Wall Street Journal this week, he had been, quote, willing to engage in activities more commonly associated with the ruler of a country than an ambassador.
Part of it is that his willingness to travel. Usually an ambassador, obviously, is in the capital. They may hold meetings, but usually they're behind closed doors. Khalilzad would travel all over Afghanistan. He would broker ceasefires. He would announce public works projects in front of cameras and then work the crowd, shaking hands and posing for photos and the like. When you picture someone who's unveiling a big project and then shaking hands, you think this is a political candidate or this is the leader of the country. You don't think this is an ambassador to the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there also some, it must be noted, significance attached to the fact that he'd been born in Afghanistan?
It's a very good point, because there's a distance that you have, obviously, if you don't speak the language, that you can't quite bridge. Whereas for Khalilzad, he spoke both the languages of Afghanistan. He knew the players. He knew the sort of politics. I mean, when he was talking to warlords, his background as an Afghan refugee, his family background, his tribal background, that all gave him credibility that Negroponte, no matter how qualified he was, couldn't match.
How would you define what seems to be the principal challenge for a new American ambassador in Iraq right now? New government coming in?
The hard part is trying to figure out a way to modulate the use of power. Everyone knows that no decision really is made that the U.S. doesn't agree with. This new government, this new Shiite government, will be so sensitive to show that it's independent and sovereign. But with Khalilzad, I think the question is if he changes himself to adjust to Iraq, or if he's powerful enough in some ways that Iraq will change itself to adjust to him.
On the other hand, aren't host countries sometimes reassured when they get an ambassador who's demonstrably close to the administration that...
Definitely. And that was something that helped him tremendously in Afghanistan. I mean, before he left, he insisted that he be given another title as a special presidential envoy. And he was very fond of mentioning that to people when they would try to look at him and say, you're just an ambassador. What can you really do? And he was known in Afghanistan to be a phone call away from Bush, which is a huge advantage.
Let me ask you about Mr. Negroponte's new challenges as Director of National Intelligence. He's used to dealing with factions. He's used to dealing with a fractious environment. A pretty good rehearsal for what he has to do now?
Certainly, although I'm not sure anything quite could be preparation for the type of job he's going to have. I mean, He's never dealt with a bureaucracy this big or this fractious. No one really ever has. And the question for him will be, the first time an intelligence chief says no, what does Negroponte do? How can he force them to respond? It's interesting. He's someone who comes across as very, very serious, but people who've worked with him often talk about he also has a very disarming sense of humor. And the intelligence community is so chummy, and it's such a close-knit community, that could also be an aid for him. In his office in Baghdad, for instance, he had a very serious photo of him with Bush, with their arms around each other, looking very stoic. And then next to it, there's a photo of him and his wife with plastic spy glasses and a plastic spy beard, also fitting for his new job.
Yochi Driesen covers Iraq and the United Nations for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Really nice to be here.